A lecture on the most recent work of the late Imam Muhammad Mehdi Shamseddin, Lo Testament, The Testament, was organized a few days ago by the Arab Cultural Club as part of the 65th session of the Arab and International Book Fair in Beirut. Expressing his thoughts in the form of political, social, cultural, and scientific recommendations, which were recorded and later transcribed into a book after his passing, Imam Shamseddin delineates in his Political Testament, a unique reference document, his vision of the role and conduct that Lebanese Shiites, and Arabs in general, should adopt in this enduringly tumultuous part of the world. As the spiritual leader of the Lebanese Shiite community from 1978 until his passing in January 2001, Imam Shamseddin actively promoted a moderate Islam, emphasizing openness to the world and other communities, particularly fostering harmony with the Christians of Lebanon. He consistently opposed the insular tendencies of Shiite identity, rejecting any narrow and sectarian attitudes among his fellow believers. He encouraged them to diligently pursue and advocate for their rights, striving to enhance their living conditions, all within the framework of their country and the society in which they were evolving. In this regard, Sheikh Shamseddin had urged the Shiite communities in Arab countries to refrain from pursuing a solely Shiite agenda. Instead, he encouraged them to channel their efforts within a national framework. "I advise my sons and brothers, the Shiites of the Imam, in each of their respective homelands and societies, to seamlessly integrate into their communities and nations, avoiding distinctions from others and refraining from developing exclusive projects that would single them out," as emphasized by Imam Shamseddin. He went on to say, "I also advise them not to yield to any pressures that aim to set them apart from others. Such endeavors have proven to be a persistent detriment to the Shiite community. Improving their living conditions is achievable through their integration into the broader unity of the nation." In essence, Sheikh Shamseddin opposed any transnational project with a Shiite orientation that could lead to conflict and hostility between his community and other societal components. He chose to embrace the other, going so far as to urge Shiites to permanently give up the idea of abolishing political sectarianism, a concept vehemently rejected by Christians. This was a position he advocated at the beginning of the war, championing the slogan of democracy in numbers. In his recommendations, Imam Shamseddin embodies a line of thought that clearly diverges from another Shiite movement that challenges and breaks down borders. This alternative perspective reveals a form of aggressive proselytism, aiming to export the Islamic revolution from the explosive platform that is Tehran. To be precise, the course of action delineated in the Testament extends beyond Lebanon. In fact, it aligns most specifically with the stance advocated by the spiritual leader of the Shiite community in Iraq, Ayatollah Sistani. Backed by a widespread movement within the Iraqi Shiite community, Ali al-Sistani opposes any Iranian dictate over his community, reflecting a distinct sense of sovereignty in response to the political and religious aspirations of the influential neighboring nation. The divergence in approach and vision between these two schools of thought is crucial in the current circumstances. While the first movement reflects a destabilizing and hegemonic policy of insular withdrawal on a regional scale, the second is unifying, open to the other, respectful of the right to diversity, and committed to the preservation of civil peace. A Manichaean perspective, some may sarcastically say. Maybe so. But today, more than ever, Lebanon needs to heed the recommendations, message, and political testament of Imam Shamseddin. The survival of a pluralistic, liberal Lebanon dedicated to humanistic values and public freedoms is at stake.